Saddam Hussein returns to a Baghdad courtroom today for the opening of his second trial. In this one, Saddam is accused of genocide and war crimes against the Kurds. In 1988, at least 50,000 Kurds were killed. Thousands of others were rounded up and sent to detention camps, and villages were decimated by chemical attacks. It was part of the Iraqi army campaign known as Anfal, Arabic for the spoils of war. Saddam refused to enter a plea in the courtroom today. The chief judge entered a not guilty plea on Saddam's behalf. Mahmoud Othman, a Kurdish member of the Iraqi parliament, joins me now, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It has been nearly 20 years since the attacks on the Kurds. What's your reaction to seeing Saddam stand trial now?
Well, I think it has taken too long. We thought that after toppling the regime, we'd have the trial soon, but still now we are happy, we and all the victims of Anfal and also Iraqi people in general, they are happy to see this trial is there. We hope it will be just, it will be transparent, and we hope that these people will be punished finally according to what the court decides.
Regarding Saddam's trial, Human Rights Watch has been very critical of the Iraqi justice system, saying the Iraqi High Tribunal is unable to conduct a genocide trial. For example, the group says none of the judges or lawyers has shown an understanding of criminal law. Saddam's lawyers can't even be protected. Three of them have been assassinated. What do you think of the criticism from Human Rights Watch?
It's unfortunate that the trial takes place at this situation in Iraq when the situation is very bad. People are not protected. But at the same time, I think maybe our judges, they don't know exactly all what concerns genocide and international norms and principles. But still, I think they are professional, they are not politicized, and they will try the best they can to have fair and just trial as much as they can. I think they will be finally punished one way or another.
If Saddam is found guilty, what kind of punishment would you like to see him receive?
Well, I don't have anything specific. I think the court should decide on that. We hope there will be also information revealed about who helped Saddam. Many countries outside were helping Saddam when he committed these crimes. We hope those countries will be revealed. That's very important for our people.
Which countries do you suspect helped him?
Well, United States first. Soviet Union, European countries, Germany, some other European countries, and some companies, who they give them material. They say they are giving these material because for agriculture, but he made chemical weapons of them, and they knew about it. So I think those companies or those countries should be held responsible, and they should compensate our people and the victims of those tragic operations for life. They have a responsibility towards them.
Do you think the United States has a responsibility?
Yes, definitely, because they were very friendly to him at that time, and they were helping him with everything, because he was in war with Khomeini, and they thought Khomeini is the main enemy, and they should help Saddam against him.
Iran's leader, Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yes.
Well, but you're not saying that the U.S. facilitated the massacre of the Kurds, are you?
They are indirectly responsible, because they knew that those weapons are in the hands of Saddam, and Saddam is using them, and when he used it, killed all those people, the U.S. government didn't do anything. They are indirectly, yes, responsible for what happened.
That's Mahmoud Othman. He's a Kurdish member of the Iraqi parliament, joining us from London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.